The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everyone. How are you this morning? Looking forward to another lovely day here in South Florida. And I'll introduce myself in case you're new to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am a clinical nutritionist, and I am available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And sometimes people have a little bit of a problem finding us, so I'll tell you an easy way that you can get over to see me and to see all of the fabulous products here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, not to mention all of the fabulous, fabulous prices of all of these name brand supplements. If you've had any issues trying to find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, we are located in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, you can easily find by putting into your GPS Penn Dutch, P-E-N-N, Dutch, Margate, and it will take you right to the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. And we are located at the south end of the shopping center, so you can come in and see us and find out about the great information you'll be able to access here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I have the capacity to have a private meeting with you about your health issues right here in my office in the Penn Dutch Shopping, or in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So lots of reasons to come on over and talk to me about your health issues. I just got off the phone with someone, and she was wondering about how nutrition counseling works. And I can tell you that very easily, that's how it works. You can come in and see me. And I'm here 5 days a week. I'm not here on Wednesdays. My hours change pretty much day to day, but I am not here on Wednesdays, and the store is closed on Sundays. But when you come in, you sign in, and I take people in order whose name is at the top of the list, and I have about 20, 25 minutes to speak to each person. And if you have blood work, you can bring your blood work in, and I'll tell you anything that I see with regard to aspects of your blood test results that might be able to move into a better range with dietary change, proper hydration, maybe some different supplements. After I take a look at your blood work, I'll take a look at your diet. Very quickly, we'll go through breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and drinks. And if anything is less than desirable in the list of things that you're taking in on a daily basis, I'll point that out, and I'll tell you why it is probably something that shouldn't be used daily, would be more in the category of a treat. So we've done your diet, we've done your blood tests. Then I'll take a look at any medications you're taking. That's very important, because sometimes the very health issues that people come to discuss with me are relatively common side effects of some drugs they might be taking. So very important to take a look at the list of drugs and understand what the side effects are, keeping in mind that sometimes some of the side effects of a drug can be minimized, possibly even eliminated, if you are supporting yourself nutritionally. And then we'll take a look at any supplements you might be taking. And when you are taking certain supplements, that has the potential to be both beneficial and possibly not so beneficial. And why would I say some supplements might not be beneficial? How could that possibly be? Well, when you are dealing with supplements that have possibly not necessarily the highest quality ingredients, so it can be supplements that might have some artificial color added. It could be supplements that have some synthetic ingredients. One of the there are two really easy ways to take a look at your supplement profile, let's say in your multi. Take a look at the vitamin E. First of all, in a multivitamin, you'd want maybe 100 IUs, possibly 200 IUs of vitamin E in your multi. And you want to know what form that vitamin E is. So you would look for D-alpha tocopherol. That's the natural version of vitamin E, a particular segment of vitamin E, one that's had the most research behind it, most of the research having been done on cardiovascular issues. But vitamin E does way more than just support your heart and circulation. If your multivitamin says DL-alpha-tocopherol, it's a synthetic version. And that synthetic version of vitamin E has very poor absorption, very poor metabolic function in your body. So if you're taking this multivitamin and you're expecting that there's a support to your vitamin E status, it's minuscule when the form of vitamin E is DL alpha tocopherol. Then the next thing that I tend to look at is magnesium. Is there magnesium content, and is the magnesium chelated? A chelated version of any mineral, including calcium, magnesium, potassium, any of them, the chelated version of magnesium could be magnesium citrate, magnesium taurate, as substances kind of identified in those ways, bound to an amino acid for enhanced utilization. When you have magnesium oxide, that is one of the least expensive versions or forms, let's say, of magnesium. And because it is so inexpensive, not because, in addition to being so inexpensive, it is very poorly utilized. So if you're looking for magnesium that's going to enhance regularity, regular elimination, predictable bowel movement, magnesium oxide is your choice. However, if you're looking for magnesium to be an enhancer of muscle relaxation, magnesium that has the potential to stop spasms, magnesium that is very helpful for moderating blood pressure. So any of those reasons for taking magnesium, if your magnesium is not a chelated form, then the utilization of it is very poor. The effect on your blood pressure, on your cardiovascular system, on your muscles is minimized. So very important to understand you want quality ingredients, and that's what you will find in all of the supplements that you will find at remarkable prices here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Keeping in mind that today we were scheduled to have a guest, so I'm winging it this morning. I do have in front of me all of the products that the guest was going to be talking to me about, and what I'm referring to is Pines. And people who've been shopping in health food stores will certainly recognize the name Pines. Pines as the purveyor of wheatgrass. And what we're going to do this morning is talk about the variety of different products that are available from Pines, including wheatgrass, including other aspects of the combination ingredients that Pines has developed over the years. And I'll talk to you about why this is such an amazing basic ingredient. I talk to people all the time and they tell me, well, what do they have for breakfast? They have a smoothie. Well, we are going to talk about ways of enhancing your smoothie far beyond what you ever thought possible, and done with a very simple ingredient, and I'm talking about the wheatgrass, and it can be just a little bit, maybe a teaspoon and a half, but very little bit, and you might find that it is delicious as well. That music means that it is time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and we'll be right back after these messages. Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm going to be talking to you about Pines, the wheatgrass people. And people who've been shopping in health foods for years and years and years know about the benefits of wheatgrass. You might even be going and getting a 1 ounce or 2 ounce shot of wheatgrass. If you're doing that, here's a little tip. People think, well, it's a little 1 ounce or 2 ounce serving of wheatgrass. It's called a shot, and so they just throw it back. What I tell people is to get the best benefit out of the wheatgrass, take a sip of the 1 ounce or 2 ounce serving. Don't toss it all back and swallow it one fell swoop. Take a sip. Hold it in your mouth. Let that wheatgrass mix with the saliva. You're going to be absorbing in a very efficient way all of the vitamins, minerals, and beneficial components of wheatgrass. And when you have that beneficial component easily accessible, what a dramatic difference it makes in the chemistry of your blood. But listen to this. Pines wheatgrass, they have been researching the benefits of using wheatgrass for decades, and they don't grow their wheatgrass in trays. That's interesting, because when you go to buy that wheatgrass shot, that's wheatgrass that has been grown in a tray. However, pine wheatgrass is grown in glacial soil. What could be more advantageous a source for growing high quality, nutritionally dense substances than glacial soil? It is grown in an area where the temperatures are at night are very cold, and the days have great sunlight. So those temperature variations, what are they doing? They're making that product very strong, full of protective substances, so the plant can grow. So here with pines wheatgrass, these products from the greens are grown outdoors, not in a greenhouse, and using special drying equipment to minimize the loss of any kind of mineral content, any kind of vitamin content, very low temperature drying. So you're maintaining that nutrient-dense delivery with the pines wheatgrass, because they've been researching how to do this for years and years and years. So pines wheatgrass is going to be bringing to you the dried powder, so you can get the wheatgrass powder and just a teaspoon, possibly two in your smoothie in the morning, possibly added to pretty much anything you drink over the course of the day. You're going to get organic delivery of delivery of nutrients that are grown in an organic way in a nutrient dense medium exposed to high temperatures and then sunlight during the day. And so many people out there are talking to me about, well, they're following a gluten-free diet, and for some people that's crucially important, very health supporting to follow a gluten-free diet. And so when you mention wheatgrass to them, they say, oh, no, I can't have that. I can't have wheatgrass. I have a sensitivity to gluten. Well, keep in mind, wheatgrass is gluten-free. Why is it gluten-free? Because it has never produced the grain. It is simply the grass leaves that have been grown in ideal conditions and brought to you in a raw state. Okay, what does the raw state mean? The raw state means that it has been processed from the base ingredient, the grass, with very, very low temperatures. Those low temperatures never exceeding a certain level. Consequently, the enzymes that are present in the whole plant are able to be transferred into the powdered form that pines wheatgrass brings to you. So I'm looking looking at a 24-ounce supply of Pines Wheatgrass Deep Green Leafy Vegetable Superfood. And it is raw, it is gluten-free, it is USDA certified organic and non-GMO. And this has about 194 servings, so enough for the entire family to be getting a little bit of wheatgrass greens in their morning meal, in their morning drink, possibly in their smoothie or protein shake. And is this, here's this very large serving, 194 servings. You can have the whole family use it. It is appropriate for children to have a very little bit. I'd start with little kids, maybe a quarter teaspoon for a little child. What is that going to do? It's going to deliver vitamins A, a B complex. There's going to be some vitamin C. There's going to be vitamin E. It's high in protein, and it includes 17 amino acids. What do I think is one of the most important components that Pines Wheatgrass is able to bring to your body? Chlorophyll. You think, okay, well, I know the chlorophyll in plants, all of that's really good, but what difference does it make in my body? Well, chlorophyll is very similar in molecular structure to blood chemistry. And consequently, it is the chlorophyll in the pine sweetgrass is taken up very efficiently. When you are able to deliver that chlorophyll, you're delivering magnesium, and you are essentially enhancing the blood chemistry, the ability to have blood function the way it's meant to function. How is it meant to function? It's meant to be able to squeeze through tiny, tiny little blood vessels. It's meant to deliver all of the nutrients essential for human life. And it is meant to detoxify. I can't tell you how often somebody comes into this office and they want to find a really good detoxification product. They have decided that they have exposed themselves to too many of the processed foods that are so dramatically present in our lives. Maybe they have been overusing sugar. Maybe they've just decided, okay, well, I'm going to get everything artificial, all of the chemicals out of my diet, and in order to start with a clean slate, I better do a detoxification. What better way to begin a gentle but effective detoxification approach than to do Pines Wheatgrass? And in addition to the wheatgrass formula being cleansing for the blood, enhancing for delivery of nutrients, fabulous. It has activity as a prebiotic. So any of the probiotic substances that you're using, and again, crucially important when you're talking about a detoxification product process. So the Pines Wheatgrass acts as a prebiotic. Your probiotic is going to work more efficiently. What does that mean? It means that you're utilizing the B-complex vitamins more efficiently. It means that in that detoxification approach that you're using, your colon has the proper chemistry to be eliminating all of the debris from your exposure to, say, rancid oils, chemical components, artificial colors that might be in your foods, anything that is not nutritionally supportive, anything that is a toxic accumulation, is going to be moved out of your body with greater efficiency when you have the prebiotics supporting your probiotic status. Keeping in mind, you know, a lot of times people say, okay, well, wheatgrass, maybe what they've done here is they juice the wheatgrass and then they just dried the juice. But the truth of the matter is this Pines wheatgrass has been processed in an entirely different way, with great respect for organic farming, great respect for how the wheatgrass is harvested, how it's processed, and how it's packaged. Certain nutrients are extremely vulnerable to oxygen. Oxygen is going to essentially contribute to deterioration in the quality of a product. And that the quality of that product is dramatically affected when there is exposure to oxygen. So, what do Pines wheatgrass does? What do the Pines wheatgrass people do when they package the wheatgrass powder? It is the oxygen is removed. It's packaged in brown glass bottles, so there's no interaction with the plastic, the chemistry of the plastic. So perfectly preserved nutrient delivery with the Pines wheatgrass. Okay, it is time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Cimarelli. I am clinical nutritionist here available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the city of Margate. You want directions to find us very easily? Call 754-307-1655. Stay tuned. More to come. I have Mighty Greens to talk about. I have the Green Duo, and I have Pines beet juice powder. And you say, beet juice powder? What do I need that for? I'll tell you. Stay tuned.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking this morning about the variety of products from Pines, the wheatgrass people. Well, their line of products is not solely focused on wheatgrass, but that's one of the products that you can rely on, incredible good quality from Pines Wheatgrass. They do it right. They do the organic farming. They do the correct harvesting procedures. They do the right packaging. And to bring you the information that what they bring to the marketplace is a whole food, not a juice. So you're getting such a range of incredibly high quality, readily accessible nutrient content. One of the things that the greens blends that Pines brings to the marketplace, it's full of enzymes. Why is it full of enzymes? Because as I said just before the break, you have the process done at an extremely low temperature so that they label their products raw. When you have that raw label, you can be assured that the enzyme content is there. What does that mean to you? It means that the delivery of the nutrients is enhanced. It is different than some product that is exposed to elevated temperatures. Those elevated temperatures will kill off the enzymes, but the way that the Pines wheatgrass people package their products, the enzymes are there. What else is so important? Pines wheatgrass is antibacterial. Because of the enzymes, because of the nutrients that are found in the Pines wheatgrass, that combination has the capacity to renew tissue, to repair damaged tissue. That's astonishing, because when you take a look at the research behind the wheatgrass, you may very well find that scar tissue is able to be minimized using the wheatgrass. So it's part of that enzymatic activity. It's part of the antibacterial activity. So you're getting such a strong profile of benefits when you're using the Pines wheatgrass. And now I'm looking at the Pines barley grass. Again, a 24-ounce package. 194 servings, and you're getting protein, you're getting minerals, you're getting vitamins, carotenoids, fiber, and chlorophyll. So again, a slightly different profile of the type of beneficial components that you're finding in wheatgrass, you're going to find in barley grass. The barley grass has the capacity to do a lot of what the wheatgrass does. Okay, so the barley grass, also containing chlorophyll. A lot of people come to me and they'll talk to me about unpleasant odors. Why am I talking about that? It's a kind of touchy subject, right? Well, the chlorophyll content in the Pines wheatgrass and the Pines barley grass, that chlorophyll content acts as an internal deodorant. What does that mean? It means that it binds with the chemistry of your blood and works with the nutrient content to remove toxins that have that less than desirable body odor. Okay. I am looking at a dramatically different formula from Pines, and it's called Mighty Greens. It's a superfood blend, wheatgrass, alfalfa, and hemp protein powder. It is sweetened just a little bit with some stevia, and a tablespoon in a glass of water, 6, 8, 10 ounces of water, whatever your choice is going to give you vitamin C, calcium, iron, B6, folate, manganese, magnesium, vitamin K, such an incredible profile of beneficial components. So it tastes very, very fine. It is nutrient dense. It has that incredible combination. Okay, so why is alfalfa an important component in this formula? Alfalfa the king of herbs. Alfalfa, capable of incredible detoxification. Alfalfa, the plant that actually sends roots down very, very deep. When the roots go down so deep, what does that mean? It means that the plant is accessing nutrients that are deep within the soil, deep within the earth, going down through many different levels, over 100 feet in some cases. Now, it's important to understand that this mighty green superfood blend from pines, as well as the green duo, which is just wheatgrass and alfalfa, there is a manner of farming the alfalfa that is less than ideal. And the alfalfa is meant to be a fodder for cattle, livestock. And okay, so this is a good food for our livestock, but the manner in which it is farmed, not necessarily an organic focus to that farming, and the application of certain components, very important to understand that they are less than ideal. And so what I need to do right now is take a short break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, an unscheduled short break. And when we come back, maybe I'll have an expert to talk to about the Pines Wheatgrass products. Stay tuned, more to come.
Channa Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, one half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and guess what? I have a guest. Good morning, Ron Siebold.
Good morning. I'm sorry about my being late. I dialed the wrong number, and it said to ask for a code, and I was going through my emails trying to find the code. And,
well, welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm so happy that you're here. I have been a fan of Pines Wheatgrass for years and years and years, and I tell people frequently about the benefits of wheatgrass, and now you're here to tell us about Mighty Green Superfood Blend, where I might not have been as comprehensive as you will be. So let's start there. Tell us about that superfood blend.
Yes, it's so many people, many people have used our Pines Wheatgrass for years and our alfalfa for years, But, you know, they usually mix it with a smoothie or something. Some people can drink it straight up. But we decided to make something that people could just mix directly with water. And so it mixes both the alfalfa and the wheatgrass, our two best products, with some hemp protein, which has a little protein to it, plus a little stevia. So you can mix it directly with water and drink it this way it is without adding anything to it. If you want something a little sweeter. It's not a lot of stevia, but it's enough to kind of make it a little more palatable. And you could also mix it with a smoothie or mix it with other foods, but this is one you can drink the way it is.
And in addition to that Pines Mighty Green Superfood blend that you can just mix in whatever you're drinking and drink it down because it does have a very pleasant taste, Pines also has the wheatgrass and alfalfa in capsules. So for people who don't necessarily want to drink their greens, here's an option: the wheatgrass capsules combined with alfalfa. Tell our listeners about why that combination is such an enhanced nutritional combination.
Well, they're both extremely nutrient dense green, dark green vegetables. Alfalfa has been known as the father of all foods. It's been touted by people going back to Bernard Jensen and many nutritionists for many years. It has a lot of the same components that wheatgrass has, but it has a little more mineral content because alfalfa is known for having very deep roots. It'll go down 30 feet into the soil, and so it picks up a lot more minerals than wheatgrass. Not a whole lot more, but some of the trace minerals you'll find in wheatgrass, alfalfa, that you don't find in wheatgrass. And so they both provide basically the same thing, which is a dark green leafy vegetable to add more vegetables to the diet.
Sounds like an easy way to get your greens.
Exactly.
I'm thinking that there is a benefit for the overall good health just because of the minerals, because of the vitamin content. Is it appropriate for kids? Before you joined us, I was talking about giving kids, if you're using the powdered version, just a quarter teaspoon, that it's so helpful and easily absorbed, so they're going to have an array of different minerals and vitamins in a very easily metabolized form. Okay to give to our kids?
Oh, that's perfect for kids. And that's the main reason why we put it in capsules, because so many kids don't want to eat their vegetables. And this becomes a very easy way to get them to eat their vegetables. There are some people, my brother and sister-in-law are included, who had one of their son who just wouldn't eat his vegetables. And they said, well, okay, if you're not going to eat your vegetables, you don't get it from the table until you do. And at that time, we just had the wheatgrass tablets, and you have to take your wheatgrass before you get up from the table. And so he would do that. And so he got his vegetables all the time he was growing up, and now he likes vegetables. But, you know, it's just kids are sometimes picky like that. And so this makes it a very, very good way to get them to eat their vegetables. And even if they like vegetables, you can always eat more. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. The USDA says we should be eating between 5 and 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and dark green leafy vegetables are the best kind of vegetables to eat. So it's a very nutrient-dense green vegetable.
Fabulous. And so lots of mothers out there who have been struggling to get their kids to eat their vegetables, and particularly their greens, now here's a solution. And available in capsules, or the Mighty Green Superfood blend that just a little bit in some water. No, you can't get up from the table. You have the choice of the vegetables on your plate or the Pines Mighty Greens or the Green Duo capsules. I want to talk about the little decal on your label that says raw. Tell our listeners how Pines is able to get the nutrient-dense ingredients from barley grass, wheatgrass, alfalfa, hemp, all of those, into the product in a raw mode?
Well, our drying method is one that, it's very much like if you walk into a sauna, the sauna can be nearly 200 degrees, but you're sitting in there and you're giving off moisture the whole time you're in there. So the evaporation of the moisture in your skin cools your body. And that's the same principle that happens in drying your wheatgrass and alfalfa. We use a drying method that was established by Charles Knobel back in the 1930s that was responsible for all the research on wheatgrass and alfalfa. It's a drying method that has been tested through 80 years of use. The temperature, when we measure the temperature of the leaf when it comes out of the dryer, it's the same temperature as the ambient temperature of the air that's going in. So if it's 70 degrees during the day, the temperature of the product when it comes out is 70 degrees. It just simply goes through with warm air and dries the product. The internal temperature of the leaf never gets above the ambient temperature of the air, so it's still raw.
Fabulous. And, you know, you think about how so many people never have any raw foods in their diet. Their diets, unfortunately, are full of very processed foods and foods that are presented cooked. And when you have the raw foods, you have the enzymes, you have an excellent delivery of the active components that are capable of healing our bodies. Now, one of the things so important in all of these greens products from Pines happens to be the chlorophyll. Tell us, I talked a little bit about the chlorophyll being so easily taken up by blood because it's similar in molecular structure to blood chemistry. Talk about some of the other benefits associated with having high chlorophyll content.
Well, when chlorophyll was first discovered, well, I mean, it's been known certainly for maybe not identified, but of course we've all known that all plants are green for eons, but discovered as a component of green. It was used a lot for detoxification, for odors. People had green toothpaste, the chlorophyll-rich toothpaste to get rid of mouth odors. They had mouth odors. They had green mouthwashes. All that was because chlorophyll also has a detoxifying effect. It helps remove, along with the fact that it's a whole, almost all our products are whole foods, the fiber content, the chlorophyll, green foods in general do something in the colon that probably no other food can do. It not only provides the prebiotic effect of fiber-rich food, which increases the and gives the media for probiotic bacteria, the chlorophyll also helps to detoxify. So it's a way to keep the body running as it should and not letting toxic buildup from, and hopefully people are eating mostly organic food, but things like herbicide and pesticide residue that's in food, it will help remove that sort of thing. It helps keep the colon running as it should and keeps the probiotic bacteria in the colon functioning well. We need to eat a lot of green vegetables, the more the better, because that's exactly what we were designed to eat. It's what people are supposed to eat. If we weren't supposed to eat green, we would the planet wouldn't be green.
It's interesting because I'm looking at a website, and this website says that an ounce of wheatgrass juice equals 2 pounds of produce. Now, for sure we can't get our kids to eat 2 pounds of vegetables, and it would be a rarity among adults that they're consuming 2 pounds of vegetables. So here's a very easy, economical, good-tasting, and superior health support way to get the nutrients found in vegetables.
Yeah, and I think it's important to say too on the juice end of things that we're finding out studies out of University of Minnesota showing that we need that fiber in our diet. You know, drinking juice alone without the fiber, it is not prebiotic. It doesn't encourage the growth of probiotic bacteria. Without the fiber, actually, some of the bacteria in the colon will attack the colon wall. The fiber is essentially a very important part of our diet. We should be eating plenty of fibrous foods, including vegetables, fruits, nuts, and juice is okay once in a while, but we don't want to do too much juice.
Okay. One of the things that I'm looking at is that Mighty Green Superfood blend that does have 3 grams of dietary fiber. But as you say, crucially important to maintain that proper ratio of different components in our diets. Before we run out of time, one of the things that I did want to talk about was my favorite product. And I'm talking about the Pines beet juice powder. And I am such a fan of the beet juice because it has the capacity to help so many people who are dealing with digestive issues, liver and gallbladder issues. Tell us a little bit about how the beet juice powder came about and that it is raw, gluten-free, organic. Tell us about it.
All that. And it's a juice, so do some whole foods with it. Put it in the smoothie, drink it with mix it with the Mighty Greens to get that fiber along with it, so you get the benefits of the fiber along with the juice. And it's a product we started doing. We had some of our neighbors who were growing beets, and so we started working with them. Unfortunately, there's no way we've been able to find to make a whole beet powder so that's got the fiber in it. So the only way you can really make beet juice is to juice the beets, or make a beet powder is to juice the beets. So it is a juice, and so you do want to do fiber along with it. But it's a tremendous food that way. Provides a lot of the things you're talking about, and provides all your highly pigmented foods, whether it's beet juice or wheatgrass or Mighty Greens or Pines wheatgrass. Anything that's got that dark pigmentation helps to build the circulatory system with what's called nitric oxide. It helps the blood to be able to hold oxygen, to oxygenate the cells, to carry the nutrients to the cells. So it's a blood building food, just the same as wheatgrass is, because highly pigmented. You can say that about any highly pigmented food.
And people really need to understand that those natural pigments come about in certain plants and ultimately provide a nutrient exposure that, unfortunately, with processed foods, you're never going to get. So the dark pigmentation of beets, superior for a variety of health challenges. You mentioned oxygenation. Certainly the beet juice powder as well as wheatgrass, they are superior in their ability to oxygenate blood and tissues. When you oxygenate blood and tissues, everything works so much better. And beet certainly, along with the wheatgrass or the barley grass, a very good approach to detoxification, would you say?
Yeah, so I think chlorophyll probably is better known for detoxification, but anything that's, I think that probably, the fiber is important for detoxification, the chlorophyll is important for detoxification. I think the beets probably help in that respect, too, but the chlorophyll is really known more as a detoxifier. One of the things I wanted to mention real quickly on the alfalfa, all of our products are, of course, not certified organic, but they're also all non-GMO, and we happen to have the only non-GMO alfalfa that's available for humans, and we are verified by the Non-GMO Project, and we were the first, and as far as I know, still the only non-GMO whole food alfalfa that's verified. That's one of the problems with greens. You know, so many of the greens that you buy are not, they're actually not very green, and they also might have been sprayed with herbicides and pesticides, but you don't have to worry about that with any of Pines products.
That was one of the things that I was referring to, that some of the farmers of alfalfa are raising this king of herbs crop in a less than desirable way. So it's reassuring for our customers to know that the alfalfa products from Pines, in addition to being raw, bringing you all of the enzymes that are capable of supporting health with the alfalfa, also non-GMO, crucially important. And
yes.
Go ahead.
Well, when something is GMO, when it is a GMO product, such as high fructose corn syrup and corn oil and soy oil and all these things that come from GMO products, that means it's been sprayed with herbicides and pesticides in order to grow, and that's what GMO alfalfa is about. It they spray it with glyphosate to kill the weeds. You don't have that with our products.
And I know that our shoppers here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center are very much focused on avoiding exposure to glyphosate. And so, Ron Siebold, I'm so happy we finally got together. And I just want to remind any of our listeners that on Saturday, all day long, the summer health fair event at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, lots and lots of prizes, taste tests, lots of samples, all kinds of fun stuff going on Saturday. And keep in mind, today and tomorrow, the last 2 days of 10% off our everyday low prices here in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Ron Siebold, so sometime, now that we have the telephone numbers straight, we'll get together on the radio again.
Yes, please do. And I'm sorry about that. I was looking
all
through the email.
Okay. And I appreciate all the information you have shared with our listeners. This has been the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 11 to 2 today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those